Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show. It's here that we provide entertaining real estate investment advice. Sometimes. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting this week from beautiful, sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about Jack or Jill. You decide. And you have to make a choice.
Gosh.
By the end of the show, you will decide.
No. Pick me.
Hey, no. You know where this came up?
Why, yeah.
I created this episode, because last week we did a show called Jill's Personality. Jill's Compelling Personality.
Oh, yeah.
And the numbers came back. It's our by leaps and bounds. It is our most listened to by 2 times more than any other episode.
We please send that to my mom.
Listen to. So it prompted me to have this thought. What is it about Jill, and why is it so important to be entertaining and to give people what they want? Do people want to talk to you on the phone? I mean, do people that are buying and that are selling their real estate, do they want to talk to Jill or do they want to talk to me? I know who I'd like to talk to, and it's not me.
It's kind of funny. There's times that you're right. You've walked by my office and you're like, Jesus, she's still on the phone. I'm like, I can't get him off the
phone. An hour and a half sometimes.
Sometimes. No.
And then it ends in a cool transaction where we clear 150 grand in some house.
That's funny. You know what? You know, you bring up a good point. You know, most of these transactions and those times that you get on the phone, you're not talking about the deal. You're getting to know the person. You're building a relationship. And whatever it is, you're winning them over and they want to sell to you. You know, I know I'm kind of jumping ahead and getting into the show a little bit here, but I'll never forget the first time someone told me, you know what? I got another offer the other day. But the reason I'm doing it with you is because I like you.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're like, I trust you and I like you. And I'm like, really? You know, they're like, yeah. You know, and it was wasn't a far off different offer, but their offer frankly was better. But they still liked me. I'm like, I didn't even know this was a possibility. I'm like, wow, cool, thanks. All right.
Before Jill gets too far into the actual show.
Sorry.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay.
This is exactly my point, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Because you're just, it's happy and compelling. It's Jill's compelling personality.
Thank you. All right,
Rick. Who wants to talk about boring real estate?
That's right. Rick G. Writes, hi, everyone. I've been using Jack and Jill's methods and found, among other things, a land seller in Arizona with 5 acres priced for $2,300. Is that a piece? 5 acres each. Is that what he's asking?
Yes. He's not a member, by the way.
Oh.
And I asked the producer to put this in for a reason.
Oh.
This is not a member. He's been using our concepts for quite some time.
And using and reaching and communicating with our other members. I love it.
Yep, me too.
Okay. So the seller says he has hundreds of them. So the investment would be significant to me anyway. These are not just barren desert. Looks like roads are in places and people were cutting them up to be lived on based on the satellite images. I don't have enough cash to pull this off. Are there any investors? Oh, this is why he's in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And writing this. Are there any investors out there that would be interested? If anyone's interested, I can get you much more detailed information, of course. One way to do this, Jack has mentioned, is create an LLC for the deal, which I could do if an investor's interested. I would take care of all the work and give the investor the majority of the profit, say 60%. Split and method is negotiable, just looking for a way to do this deal. Something about me. I'm a computer scientist turned entrepreneur. I've been studying Jack and Jill's method for about 7 months. I've done one deal with it, which was successful and more than doubled my money. I'm buying as much as I can afford with my own money now. However, I blasted out so many offers a few weeks ago that I can't fund all the stuff that's coming back.
Okay.
That's
congratulations,
so
by the way.
Normal. That's awesome.
Rick, congratulations.
Cool.
You did everything right.
That's perfect.
We do not want you to sign up for stuff unless you test it and believe in it and know it works for yourself first. But I have to say it.
Now you're ready.
You're ready. And I'll tell you what you're going to get is you're going to get the money that you need and the contacts that you need and all of that.
Support that you need.
Once you pull the trigger on this. In fact, by now, he might even be a member.
He might even be. Well,
he probably is.
Or at least he's found somebody to help him fund these deals.
Right. So you did everything perfectly, and it's clear that you want to take this thing to the next level, and that's what we're for. Mm-hmm. You know, we are not here to sign people up for some silly education course.
And that's it.
And live off of that money. That's not right. What Jill and I do. You know, we create partnerships and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why we do this show. That's why we have this whole Jack and Jill concept.
Well, and the support.
Our real job is to buy and sell real estate, which we do.
I mean, let's look at it too. All these other companies that we've created, like Title Mind. What's that for? Help you close your deals. You know, that's one. You know, Parcel Fact, help you find these properties. There's another one.
Exactly.
You know, offers to owners, take the mystery out of getting this data, you know, into a mailer. We'll do it for you. Don't even worry about it. And if you don't even have the data, call offers to owners. We'll do that for you too. So, you know, this is it. We're here spreading the word that whatever property that you're looking for, you know, it's true when Jack says, it's on the top of our jackjill.com, isn't it? Community, it says, changing the way, you know, that we buy and sell
real estate.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. There's great, and this is awesome. So
congratulations. Perfect.
Yeah.
Today's topic, let Jill get back to it.
Oh, sorry.
Jack or Jill?
I got tied up with work-related stuff. Never mind.
Today's topic, Jack or Jill? That's the question. This is the meat of the show.
You know, normally you don't want to take me off the order. Oh, she's working now. Let her go. I swear, Jack, you know, this is so funny. I walk into our office, and it's funny because I can kind of tell there's times that they're happy to see me, but then they're, it's like, because we do have a good time when I walk in the office, I can tell everybody says hello, but I can just see they go, well, we're going to waste an hour now, here it comes.
Oh my God. That's exactly what I don't need to hear.
It's my office.
Because it's Jill's compelling personality.
We do great.
You know what? That's exactly my point. If you just sit around and work all the time, and you analyze data in a dark room somewhere, and you don't do the stuff that Jill does. Let me tell you that this is what happened. For a decade, almost 12 years, I ran the company by myself, and then Jill got involved, and it was an accident. Jill got involved because
by accident.
It was truly an accident. She just inadvertently kind of got. Jill and I knew each other socially before we were business partners, and so she was kind of just lurking, you know. And so I finally said, you know what? Let's give her a bunch of property and see what happens. Well, you can tell the rest of your story yourself. Our sales tripled. So my point
is kind of funny. I was off to the side over here. He's like, well, how much money you got going on over there? And I kind of showed him. He's like, what the heck are you doing?
She took a group of assets that I thought we were going to just kind of write off. Not write off, but probably break even on, and tripled or quadrupled the whole scenario. So my point is that, you know, your chances are, listener, you're one or the other. You know, you're like me, where it's all data driven. You're the brains behind the thing, and you're engineer your way through everything. And then you kind of let price do the work for you, mm-hmm. Or you're like Jill. Either way, you can make it work. Mm-hmm. And if you got somebody in your life who's opposite, yeah, that's perfect then.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good.
I joke about the title's a joke.
I love
choose
it.
Choose between one of us.
So here's my point back to the office thing. So I walk in the office, and yeah, so we laugh and have a good time and everything. But you know what? It picks everybody up, and now they're like, next thing you know, they're inspired again, and they're working harder, and they're working faster, and it really does make a difference. So tell me what goes on in your office, Jack.
Oh man, what goes on in my office? Nothing like that. And I'm not joking, because the people that work with me, that I've chosen to work with, are smarter than me at what they do.
Oh,
so they don't need motivation like that. They need projects that inspire them. They're inspired by the projects I ask them to do, and the creative work that they're doing. I had one person that works for me recently say, this is my creative outlet.
Really?
Yeah, like, and he was talking about it like he's Vincent Van Gogh, you know? Like, and so he's, this one person specifically, is very self-rewarded by creative, creative projects, website stuff, and things like that. I guess that's a great question, Jill. Everybody's got their thing. Mm-hmm. You know what really jacks me up? Buying cheap property. Running through data, spending a week on doing a perfect mailer, or as perfect as I can get it, sending offers out, and buying a bunch of real estate. That is what motivates me. and doing it efficiently and effectively where everybody wins, where the seller's happy, the buyers are always happy, and where I'm happy. And it happens in that order. The seller has to be happy, the buyer has to be pretty happy, and I have to be happy. And I will do a deal where I'm not happy just to get it done sometimes.
Yeah, I don't like those deals.
I know.
I have a hard time with that. I want everybody to be happy too. I'm going to be happy. I want the seller happy. I don't really pull the trigger if I'm not really happy about it. And I have no problem saying that. Now, is that, I don't know if that's me or life experience
I am in my career
right now.
We don't need to do the next week's deals, but we do them anyway. And so that really changes your attitude for the better, I think.
That's true. You know, it's funny. I was just thinking, okay, I'm back to you and me and, you know, how we run things, how different it is. I think that says a lot about us. So your office looks different, sounds different. Mm-hmm. The people are different. The setup is different. The fact that you guys don't really have real phones is different.
We don't talk to each other.
I know. There's no, I'll never forget. This is a good story.
We just
story.
Skype each other all day.
Oh, my,
we don't,
that's,
do not verbally talk to each
that's
other.
That's what I have to share. There was a time back in Scottsdale, remember the offices on the lake, but when we were newly starting and we had several rooms, but we could see each other through the rooms. We would often have the doors open and we could see through. I could see Jack and, like, he's not that far. I could talk, but heaven forbid you actually talk. This is when I first brought me in and I went, what is with this guy and the way he runs things? It was so darn funny. I have two funny things to share, please. So one is I learned it was do not dare utter a word. You Skype him. I don't care if it's, are you ready for lunch now? You Skype that. So, and the other funny thing was, this is good. I don't mean to throw you under the bus.
No, it doesn't. But I think this is true.
This is so funny.
I'm not. If I wasn't proud of it, I would change it.
Okay. Oh, this is true. And then I got to share. I'll share something else good, though. Okay. So then I learned. Okay. So I learned. Don't talk. Okay. Got that one. Check. Then I think all along I was plotting. Someday when it's my show, I'm going to be doing this over here. This is how I'm going to run my team. And that's exactly what has happened.
What happened.
And that's why we're in two separate zip codes even. So, okay, so then
plotting.
Our offices. So then Jack has this no paper rule. And I'm like, what is this no paper? He would come along.
We still
along,
have that in my office. Oh, you guys have that?
We have a pretty strict no paper rule, but I'll tell you, there's a few caveats.
She means paperless.
But Jack would come along. If I wrote down... even how much money I was spent on the lunch order on a sticky note.
No, no, no.
And I threw it in the trash.
There's no sticky notes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let me finish my story. You wouldn't even allow that. Jack would come along and take everything that was paper related out of the trash and put it in the shredder one by one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this guy doing? You know, it was just, and I understand that's a pet peeve of yours, the paper and the paperless. And I was still learning, but what was so funny, I was so mad at him for like, I'm like, I really have to put this in the stupid shredder. I was mad at you.
Like mad?
I ate a banana and I, at my desk, I was eating a banana. I said, and I looked to the guy across the room at the time, you know who I'm talking about. And I said, I'm about to shove this banana peel in the shredder. It was so true. I wanted to jam up the shredder with a banana peel just to show you how much this is driving me crazy, because I didn't really understand, too. I'm like, all right, so I get it. It's okay. No, and I have adopted that. So in our office, I mean, we have a file cabinet, and it's full of supplies, you know, like, you know, cups and stuff like that, little things.
We don't.
So I know you don't. But we also have TitleMind, so we do have paper and paper clips.
That's why we can. I was just
and mail
say
supplies.
That.
So I do have to print
and
out a deed.
The reason I can get away with this is because I just call TitleMind to close all the deals.
Right. Yeah, we do it for you.
Here's the thing with sticky notes and all that. Here's the root of it.
Where does this come from?
If I have something to do or I need to be remind myself to do something, I have a whole system set up for that. I have a calendar CRM scenario where I don't put a sticky note on my monitor. Mm. I think it's a bad habit.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bad habit is what it is. Okay. If I need to remind myself to do something, it's usually going to happen, I don't know, later today, tomorrow, next week. I schedule it in the calendar and it gets done.
You know, I do understand that. And I have embraced that and adopted that, Jack. And it's one of the things I love about you. No, but sometimes you just need to write something down right now. Like, okay, you know what? Let's be honest with you. Okay, listener, Jack's computer, like now on his desk, no paper. Me, I have a notepad right here.
I know.
Because I'm writing little notes about the show. And when I'm done, I'm going to take it and I'm going to shred it.
Okay. You know, whatever works. Whatever works. I don't. It sounds like I'm an ogre and I walk around and hover over people's desks. And
no.
I don't do that at all.
No.
I don't.
No. I
have my way and that's it. And there's a reason that I have an office with a door in it.
No. Well, you know what I was going to say, though? It's funny. It's interesting about our personalities. Okay, that's how you run your office and everything. No, and I get it. It's very efficient and streamlined. And it's good. My office is different and it works for us. And then what's so neat is outside of work, our friends are so alike. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, they are.
We have it. So
I wonder why that is.
Isn't that interesting? We have different work environments, but socially, when you get us away from work and in our home and everything, very similar.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a completely different person at work than I am socially, mm-hmm. or even on this show. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's where Jill comes in, because she deals with people at work, both mm-hmm. the on the employee side and customers and buyers and sellers and all of that. Mm-hmm. And trains people and hires people. And I mean, I hire my people. Mm-hmm. My people and I mean, we finish each other's sentences. We just, mm-hmm. we think that way.
Exactly.
And I don't hover over their desks at all. I just expect them to get stuff done, and they do. Mm-hmm. We don't even really have business hours in my end of things. They just know what they're supposed to do.
Got
and that's it.
It.
I don't care where they do it or what they do. We all have notebook computers, for example. Your team all has desktop computers because they need to be there answering phones and processing
stuff.
It's a
whole different environment with mine.
Ours is really kind of an IT. It's more of an engineering IT. What motivates you to be creative? There's a lot more creativity that goes on in my world, on my end of what we do, than I think you people realize.
That's very interesting.
I don't think your people
too.
Are being creative. I
no.
think they're processing and talking to people.
And it's not that they can't or not. That's just not what we feel in the company.
Yeah.
I mean, we are getting this stuff done. That's it. I mean, it's true. You're the CEO. I'm the COO. You're out there dreaming up the stuff.
Right.
You're really good at that.
Right.
And really the lead content and all that. And then I'm here, you know, and I like to do that stuff. But I'm really good at you come up with it. I think I put it into place a little bit. We both put it into place, and then my team carries it out. It's
more than anything, right now, what I work on is finding new markets to send mail, to send offers.
Yeah,
that's very creative.
It is, and it's something that I mean.
There, I have constantly testing new methodology for mm-hmm. mailing and pricing.
Nobody can do it better than you, Jack.
There's probably somebody. I mean, there are people, I know for a fact, there's a handful of people in our group that literally make more money flipping real estate than we do. Probably because they don't have to spend time on this show.
That could be. That could be.
And they're just sitting there doing that stuff. But I don't know who's answering their phone.
Well, I don't think anybody does it better than you.
That's really nice. Nice of you to say.
You're welcome.
And you know what you can do with that banana?
Uh-oh.
I'm just joking.
Woo! Well, you've done it again.
Well, you've done it again. Wasted another 20 minutes or so listening to our silliness.
That you could never get back.
Join us tomorrow where we discuss how we accomplish the 24-month millionaire. That's our number one question right now.
Oh, I love
it. Jack, you mentioned 24-month millionaire on the show. Where is that? Where can I find him?
Cool. So, and we answer your question, should you have one other than that, on posted on the jackjill.com, our online community. Go to our website and you will find it.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That was fun.
That's some classic stuff, Jill. Those are good stories. I remember some of that stuff.
Yeah. That's really good. I'll never forget the banana peel. God, that was so funny. I was so tempted to shove it in there.
Jill had a regular job, and I was obviously doing this stuff full time, and we nailed a deal. We made a ton of money.
Yeah.
And so she quit her job. And I love, by the way, when we get reports from our members on this. It's one of the happiest time where you make enough money where you're like, you know what? It's just time. We've been doing it for a year, 2 years, whatever. I know we can easily live off this now. I believe in it. Anyway, mm-hmm. Jill and I had that almost 10 years ago now that happened. And yeah. So we made the mistake of working in the same office for 8 to 10 hours a day. And that's when I learned a lot about how she works. She learned a lot about me, and we decided to work in separate zip codes.
Yes.
And that's totally normal and natural, I think.
Exactly.
Don't you?
That's
mean,
true.
I'm
sure people wonder, how the heck do we do this without killing each other?
I mean, we should do a show on that.
Oh, how do we do this without killing each other?
Yeah, because I feel qualified after this amount of time.
I do too.
To actually provide some pretty incredible advice.
We could share some of our counseling sessions.
You know, we could just have a whole show that's called Group Counseling.
That's it.
Group Counseling for Couples Who Work With Each Other.
Oh, there we go.
That's the name of the show.
I love it. That's awesome. Hey, share the fun and listen to that show coming up by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. Hey, while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.